Wireless on AM 930 WEOL.
Nineteen minutes away from 5 o'clock. We're just over halfway through this Wednesday edition of Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and on the new 100.3 FM. He's Matt Douglas. I'm Andy Bullbarch. We were having a discussion about 15 minutes ago about where we lie on the Beatles-Stones debate. Matt kind of undecided, although I have a pretty good idea as to where our next guest lies in this debate. We've got Chris LeGrand joining us on the hotline with Satisfaction, the International Rolling Stones Tribute Show, this coming Tuesday at Lorain County Community College's Hoke Theater. It's Beatles versus Stones, a musical showdown. Chris, we appreciate the time, my friend. How are you today?
Good to talk to you guys.
Well, this has been around, this Beatles versus Stones, a musical showdown. This has been around since 2011. How did this whole thing start?
Well, I've had my show, Satisfaction, for 18 years, and about 7, 8 years ago, an agent friend of mine, Andy Nagel, out in California, was managing a group called Happy Road. He contacted me about putting together this package show. At the time, I had a similar thing I was working on myself. I was trying to put together a different version, if you will, of a Beatles-Stones show. Hadn't really gotten mine off the ground, and he called me up and said, "Hey, I know you're trying to put something together. Why don't we get together on this?" So we decided to merge our two ideas together and create this fantastic show of the two greatest bands of all time on stage, live, one-night event. And we started working together and putting some little tours together around the country, and now that's taking up about half of my calendar every year, at least about 60, 75 shows a year doing this package, and it just keeps growing. So we're very excited. It's a fantastic show.
And it's going to be a lot of fun for all those who attend, again, this coming Tuesday, September the 17th. Now, you actually play the role of Mick Jagger in Satisfaction. How did you get into playing Mick?
Well, I've done other types of music all my life, and ever since I was about 15 years old, I was getting these comparisons to Mick Jagger, But at the time, I was really trying to write my own songs and be my own artist, and I always kind of just brushed it off, I was trying to, hey, listen to my new song, and, well, you look a lot like Mick Jagger, well, okay, And I just kind of brushed it aside, and many, many years later, I was working with a classic rock group, and I got invited to go see, oddly enough, a Beatles tribute show. And I went to see 1964, which is a fantastic Beatles show. And as I was sitting there in the audience, I thought to myself, I'd never seen a Rolling Stones tribute show touring around the country. And this was around 1999, 2000, about the time that the internet was getting really popular. So I did a little research. I couldn't find a touring Rolling Stones act. And, everything just kind of came together. The rock fell out of the sky and hit me in the head. And I said, there's an opportunity here that the Stones deserve this. I think I can do this. And, I just started doing some research with some talent and put together this as a side project around 2000. And then here I am, 19 years later, and it's my full-time work.
Well, yeah, I mean, two decades later, very clearly, this has worked out extraordinarily well. Can you give us an idea as to how you put this band together? Because it's not like I think a lot of us envision putting a band together, just getting some of your buddies together who can play an instrument, and you get together, try and write your own songs or emulate somebody else's songs. How did you put this group together? Because, again, very clearly, this has worked really well for the past two decades.
Well, yeah. The key word was authenticity. I sat down, and I think that's the first thing I wrote down was "are authentic." I said it has to be authentic because we have to have the right sound. We have to have the right vocals. And certainly the look and the characters are they're all part of that. But I knew that the main thing that you have to do is get the look, or I'm sorry, you have to get the sound, the vocals, and the instrumentation down. That's first. You don't want to go out there and just put a bunch of guys in a bunch of clothes and wardrobe and become a parody, because sometimes I've seen that happen to Elvis, you can see the funny Elvis guy, and it becomes a parody and people laugh at it. I wanted it to be taken serious. And that was a key thing for me, that was a business model to make it authentic. So we worked real hard on the music and the singing, all that first. And then we worked on the characters. And I had to go through a cast of guys in the beginning, just like trying to assemble a sports team. I had to find the right guys. And that took a little while. The first Keith Richards I had didn't work out. First Bill Wyman I had didn't work out. And, over the course of time, you find the right guys around the country who want to come in and play this role. I mean, it is casting yourself into a role, and they have to study that role. And so there's things we require of anybody that wants to be in this show, just like any other good tribute show, that they have to kind of reinvent themselves to be someone else. And there's a lot that has to go into it, a lot of study. And, we've been very lucky to be able to do this for 150 shows a year for almost 20 years. And we just keep raising the bar and trying to stay authentic.
Chris, when you got into this, did your perspective change the Rolling Stones in the sense that you may have had a thought about the band before, or you learned something new about them, or a particular song that you just enjoyed more when you took it on?
Definitely so. I really dove into the catalog, because obviously there's a lot of catalog there for the Stones. I mean, the band has been around over 50 years. I got into more of the album cuts and the deeper cuts, and of course, I knew all the hits and had played many of them in groups over the years, but really started studying the music and finding out there's a lot more intricate detail here. And I think the first thing that jumped out at me that I didn't really realize as a teenager, the young person, was, the variety of styles that the Stones have. Not only are they rock, but they have some great country songs. They have some great blues songs. They have, some great funk songs. Soul. I mean, it just encompasses so many types of genres of music, and that's really what the beauty of the Stones is all those different things together. And I discovered a lot. I really got into the Exile album a lot, and so I kind of jumped in all the way, and it opened my eyes to a lot of different things that they were doing.
Chris LeGrand with the band Satisfaction, the International Rolling Stones Tribute Show, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon next Tuesday, September 17th. It's Beatles vs. Stones, a musical showdown at Lorain County Community College's Hoke Theater. Chris, you talked before about being authentic with the sound and, of course, the look. So I would imagine that coming along with that brings a great set of difficulties playing the role of Mick Jagger, trying to emulate the sound and, of course, the look as well. What are some of the more difficult aspects of playing Mick Jagger?
Well, he has reinvented himself over the course of his career, and that's something that happens in this show. I mean, in this show people are going to come see, each band portrays three different eras of the Beatles and the Stones. So, we come out and we do a segment of early Stones, 64-65 era, with Brian Jones' character and everything, the authentic guitars. So the Mick Jagger of that era was a very different Mick Jagger as opposed to the next segment in our show, where we come out and do a 1969-1970 era, when the Stones got into Sympathy for the Devil, Gimme Shelter, the music got heavier and darker, and his stage persona changed. So that's another Mick Jagger right there. And then the last segment of our performance gets into more of the 1978 to 81 era with the Some Girls, Tattoo You, Start Me Up, Miss You, that era. And that's a different Mick Jagger. And it's also a different Keith Richards. So not only for myself, but for everybody in the show, but definitely a different set of choreography, dance moves. So, I have to really, it's one Mick Jagger, but I have to be three different eras of him. And they're all very different. It all requires a lot of study, because the things he did in 65 were not the same things he did on the 80-81 tour. So that's a challenge, but it's very fun. And, to carry that even further, the Mick Jagger you see today, the dancing and things he does on stage is very different from anything in those eras. So he's an interesting guy. He's reinvented himself through the years, and rolled with the times and still going.
Yeah, absolutely.
New heart valve and all.
Yeah, he's still going, no question about that. Well, next Tuesday at LCCC's Hoke Theater for Beatles versus Stones, a musical showdown. How does this performance work? Are you guys on stage performing at the same time? Are you guys separated? How does this show work?
Well, the show, again, each group portrays three different eras. So we do miniature sets. The Beatles open the show. They're going to come out and give you the old Ed Sullivan, 1964 performance and the Beatles speech to the mock. They do a short segment and immediately run off the stage. We dim the lights, play a little video, and the Stones get an introduction, and we run out and do a segment of the early Stones, 64, 65 hits, complete with the Brian Jones. While we're doing our segment of early 60s, the Beatles are changing into their next era. And so the show runs like that all night long. While one band's on, the other band's off, changing into the next era. And we have audio, video that supplements the show. So there's really no downtime, maybe 60 seconds, but while we change one band out. I mean, it's on and off, boom, boom, boom. And then the finale of the show is something I won't give away, but it's pretty spectacular. We get both bands on stage together, and I won't give away any more than that, but you get to see them both on stage performing together, which never happened in history. And so this is a chance to go back in time and see these two groups go through the changes, through their eras, and then playing together. And I mean, it's just 2 hours of nonstop great songs that everyone knows, and I've never seen anyone come away from the show that was disappointed. We meet and greets after the show. It's just the accolades just keep coming in. The reviews are great. The music is great. I mean, the bands and their history. It's just a win-win-win for everybody.
Sounds like it'll be a great time, no question about that. Before we let you go, I've got to ask you, next Tuesday's show is part of a 125-stop tour for you guys. Can you give us an idea as to what life is like on the road for you guys? Because it seems like it will be kind of challenging but pretty fun at the same time.
Well, we do back-to-back shows. We'll do about five shows a week. And so it's town to town, not a lot of downtime. And, it runs like a well-oiled machine. We have a system. We come in every day at the same time. We have a format of how we set up and do a sound check. Of course, there's always challenges with weather and traffic and the technical difficulties. But, we've got a great group of guys and that really work well together. And, we're very blessed to be able to go out here and put on this music for the fans of both bands or one of the bands, whatever you like. And, get to see the country. I've been doing this almost 20 years now with my act and this show, too. And I still enjoy it. People ask me all the time, aren't you tired of singing Satisfaction? I never get tired of it. Every night it's a different audience. It's a different set of people having fun. And, I can't do anything but just continue to pinch myself and say you're very blessed to be able to go out here and do this for a living, to be in the entertainment business, and to portray the greatest front man of all time. So I'm living the dream, as they say.
Very nice. Well, I'm not one to let a good pun go by the wayside. Sounds like that's a very satisfying experience. You're shaking your head at me right now. My tag team partner hates these puns. But
hear them all the time.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Great. They're really good stuff. Well, yes. Chris, speaking of good stuff, sounds like next Tuesday is going to be a lot of fun. Beatles vs. Stones, a musical showdown at Lorain County Community College's Hope Theater. That's next Tuesday, September 17th. Chris, we know you're a busy man, so we really do appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you next Tuesday.
Look forward to coming back to Ohio, one of my favorite states.
Very nice, Chris. Thank you again. That's Chris LeGrand with the Beatles versus Stones, a musical showdown at Lorain County Community College's Hope Theater on Tuesday.